Good morning. You're listening to Morning Edition at 6:31. I'm Jennifer Lynn, WHYY News. State lawmakers who are leading a push for policing reform in Pennsylvania say despite some major victories this week, they are still wary the GOP-controlled General Assembly will not make some of the fundamental changes they think law enforcement needs. WHYY's Katie Meyer has more.
This week, the House and Senate each passed two policing reform bills in a show of unity that would have been inconceivable just last month. One creates a statewide database of police personnel files so law enforcement have better access to disciplinary records when they're hiring. Others ban chokeholds, require police to track uses of force, and update bias training for officers. House Minority Whip Jordan Harris, a Philly Democrat, helped negotiate the package. He says he's thankful his GOP colleagues collaborated, but he wants to make sure that spirit doesn't fade.
I'm being honest, it keeps me up at night because this is not an issue where we can just tinker around the edges. We have to roll up our sleeves and dig in.
Chris Burbank, a former Salt Lake City police chief who's now at the think tank Center for Policing Equity, says he thinks the most effective approach is to limit police enforcement wherever possible, especially for low-level crimes. He uses the example of police trying to stop speeding. In his experience, just putting up a speed sensor is more effective than aggressively ticketing.
You take the bias. You take all the potential problems out of the equation, and you slow the roadway down, and you actually change behavior.
Democrats still have a slew of other reform bills they want taken up. It's not clear which, if any, will be. But Republicans say for now, they're leaving the door open to more negotiation. Katie Meyer, WHYY News.